1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show. Man, today they got new stuff on that election, so we're going to talk about that. They've got the Florida Supreme Court said the recount can go on, but somebody's suing, and another guy doesn't like it, and someone else has got their underwear in a bunch, and they got five more lawyers, and there's 60 more, you know, I don't know. I don't know whether they're ever going to get this thing worked out. It could be, I don't know, it could be a George Bush, Joe Lieberman ticket. Because if it goes to the Senate can elect Bush and Joe Lieberman, which sounds good to me. Number one rated Phil Hendry Show, Best of the Year 2000 LP. You can order it by calling, I should say album, CD, or long-playing record, a picture disc we have for you. You can order the Best of the Phil Hendry Show from the year 2000, some of the great bits from our show over this last year. This CD is guaranteed, man. It's guaranteed funny. Nobody else would make that claim. No one else would have the guts. No one else could have the confidence to make that claim about any CD that they're put, any of these cheesy radio station CDs that come out this time of year. I say that with all due respect. I realize they're raising money for charity, but they still suck. This thing's guaranteed funny. All you got to do is dial 877-616-7445, 877-616-PHIL, $20 for the CD, $3.50 shipping and handling, payment, Visa, MasterCard, or personal check. We've raised $19,179 with the sale of not only our CD, but also the picture disc. You can get a vinyl copy of the Best of the Year 2000 from Phil Hendry. How many people are doing that anymore? And you should have seen the stuff we had to go through to get that thing pressed, because nobody's doing vinyl anymore. But thanks to the great Joe Escalante at Kung Fu Records, we did it. Now, the Coca-Cola company agreed on Thursday to pay $192 million to settle a racial discrimination suit by its black workers. You may recall when this suit was filed in April of 1999, the lawsuit claimed Coca-Cola discriminated against black salaried employees in pay, promotion, and evaluation. The company denied the claims, but they have settled to the tune of $192 million, $43 million of which will adjust salaries, $36 million for oversight, $20 million in attorney's fees, $113 million in cash. Coca-Cola is a big company. There are a lot of large companies in this country that struggle through the early part of the 21st century to, again, target their product properly. Bob Green, we thought we'd bring on. Bob's an old friend and has consulted with us on a variety of things on the Phil Hendry Show. He's with Target Marketing Incorporated. You're in Atlanta today, Bob?
We are in Atlanta today, Phil, and we're excited about possibly meeting with the members of Coca-Cola executive board and marketing board. Because we think we've got some good ideas.
Target Marketing, your company does what?
Phil, our company specializes in image enhancement for large corporations within the minority community. And I think right now Coca-Cola could probably use that help, because they have definitely have got a public relations problem.
And this all, so what you guys do is you come in and you try to get them reacquainted with the minority community or the community that was otherwise slighted. That kind of thing?
That's correct, Phil. I'll give you an example. Bank of America, years and years ago, Bank of America was the target of some student unrest and student demonstration in the state of California. In point of fact, one of the Bank of America branches in Santa Barbara was burned down during the Vietnam protest movement. Bank of America changed their logo to include the Dove of Peace, and in so doing tried to reach out a hand of friendship to the student community, which was investing at least rental money in properties owned by B of A, and they seem to have helped. What we're proposing is something for Coca-Cola.
Tell us what your company now, you guys have come up with this for Coke?
Well, that is correct, Phil.
Tell us about Soul Coke. What is that?
Thank you, Phil. Soul Coke was really the brainchild. I can't take all the credit. Soul Coke was the brainchild of William Mavery. William is in our product development division. And we had dinner one night about a year ago, and he said to me, you know, gosh darn it, Bob, blacks are people too. And too long they have been ignored by the major major corporations and major universities. They've got the NAACP. They have their own universities. They've got their own restaurants. I think it's time that we begin to target market soft drink to the black community.
So in other words, like the black community and like the Hispanic community and like so many minority communities do have certain products targeted.
Well, they do, but they generally have the same product that is targeted to white to white consumers, but it's slightly different. What we want to do is take the Coca-Cola product and play right into a very real sense of black pride in the black community. There are a lot of very proud black people, and we want to show them that Coca-Cola can be a part of that. That's why Soul Coke, we think, is a product that...
Well, if you can describe, you say Soul Coke is a product that will be directly marketed to African Americans. Can white people buy it?
Well, anybody can buy it, Phil, but Soul Coke is for... I guess you could say Soul Coke is for the African American that's in all of us. Because I know that I feel a solidarity with... I'm white, my family's white, but there are times when I feel black. I don't know, you listen to a James Brown record, I think a lot of us can feel black and feel... At least we feel a little bit darker than we are. And I think that Soul Coke...
Well, all right, okay, so describe Soul Coke.
Well, Soul Coke will come in a variety of cans and a variety of brown cans. You may be aware of the fact that many African Americans describe themselves, there is a sort of a stratification of color, and they describe themselves in different colors. We'll have different colored cans that are the colors that many black people describe themselves. For instance, we'll have a mahogany can, walnut, high yellow, coffee with cream, or midnight gunsteel blue-black.
And this is the color of the can.
This is the color of the can. Now, also Diet Soul Coke, which would come in the high yellow can.
And do the colors of the cans? Do they come? This is a very. I got to tell you, something, it's a very weird idea.
Well, yeah, it's very different.
Yeah, I know, but it's like I'm having a hard time. Soul Coke coming in the high yellow can.
But we're marketing. See, you're white, Phil, and you don't quite get. I don't think you quite understand. You're not in the community. So
well, no, I admit that to you, that I'm not in the community. I don't completely understand.
Phil, there's a wonderful organization called the United Negroid College Fund, and they have a saying. And the saying goes, a mind is a terrible thing to waste. And we agree. You know, there used to be a little thing called black pride. And we want to bring that black pride back. On every can of Soul Coke, will be the very famous black gloved fist from the 1968 Olympics, so that when you buy Soul Coke, you'll see that black glove.
Now, you're referring to John Carlos and Carlos and Smith?
That's correct.
The two members of the track team. All right, our number, 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. Robert Green is with the company Target Marketing Incorporated. They're in Atlanta right now. They want to make a pitch to Coca-Cola, which has just settled a racial discrimination lawsuit to the tune of over $100 million, almost $200 million. They have developed a product that would be targeted toward African Americans that would enhance... You say this is something that would enhance black pride.
Absolutely. We feel that too long we haven't heard those words, black pride, black nationalism. There's nothing wrong with that. That means economic empowerment for all African-American people.
And all right, but again, would this be a Soul Coke? Would it be in grocery stores in white neighborhoods?
Well, you can get it anywhere. No, we're not going to do any... we're not going to just sell it, for instance, in South Central, or we're not just going to sell it, for instance, in Inglewood. We're going to sell it wherever. But the African-American consumer will be targeted to purchase Soul Coke. And someday, Phil, and you can call me maybe sentimental, I don't know, someday I hope we'll be able to see millions of proud, proud black people with a can of Soul Coke and shooting the breeze, or however they like to say it, you know, rapping, you know, about dance steps or whatever they do, drinking their Soul Coke and enjoying, I think, a little slice of black pride.
All right, Robert Green.
What?
Well, I'll be interested to see. I know. I see the cigarette companies who targeted the African-American community. Cool did that. I know that beer companies target the, for instance, go into East L.A. and you see Budweiser billboards in Spanish. I've never heard of a specific product.
Well, you've heard of Afro-Sheen, right?
Yes, I have.
All right. Soul Coke, I think, goes that extra step.
Okay, so in other words, yeah, but Afro-Sheen's something that only black people can use. I mean, anybody could use it, but really, only black people have a real use for Afro-Sheen.
Well, I think Soul Coke is something that only truly African-American people with black pride will have a use for. I mean, you may want to buy it because you're feeling a little extra black or whatever. But I think...
But you're looking specifically to that, to the black market.
Yes, we are.
All right, Robert Green with us. They've developed Soul Coke, which he thinks Coca-Cola... Now, this is with the same recipe, I guess, but it's made by the Coca-Cola company?
It would be manufactured under Coca-Cola bottling, yes, sir.
All right, Soul Coke would target African-American consumers. It would come in a variety of different colored cans, from high yellow to mahogany, and would apparently Soul Coke would also... they'd come in a diet Soul Coke, which is in the high yellow can, and they'd have a black fist on the can for black pride. You ask me, I don't think the black community would go for something like that. Now, he did say that he dreams of a day when millions of proud African Americans walking down the street proudly drinking their Soul Coke will be rapping with each other about the latest dance step. And to me, that's offensive, because I don't think he is quite under, from a marketing standpoint, I don't think he quite understands culture or for that matter, politics. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show. One 800 449 8686. As you might imagine, Bob Green is with us. This is the Phil Hendry Show. Mr. Green is with Target Marketing Incorporated. Now, we're talking about coming up with a product called Soul Coke to help Coca-Cola with its image in the black community. They just settled a $192 million racial discrimination lawsuit with black workers. And I understand that they probably have an image problem, Mr. Green, but you guys developing Soul Coke in high yellow cans, mahogany cans, and midnight steel cans, and all of this stuff.
Mr. Henry, Soul Coke is going to be available in 40-ounce size. It'll come in a glass bottle. In other words, it's a product that I think is already going to be familiar with the African community. And
I don't know what you mean by 40-ounce.
That's a standard size for the drinks that a lot of the drinks come in.
What drinks? The things...
The drink of the African-American community with a beer.
That's a standard size. All right. But the point that I'm making here...
Well, Phil, what we're doing is we're trying to give Coca-Cola a roadway back into the black community.
With Soul Coke. But tying it in to black pride...
Right. But you have to understand, we've done a lot of research. We know what we're doing. So just... What I would suggest to you is I appreciate your help. Just step out of the way and let us do our job.
All right, well, we're going to take some phone calls, if you don't mind, sir.
Certainly.
Okay, from people who are calling 1-800-449-8686, Warrington, Pennsylvania, on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, sir, go ahead.
Okay, good evening.
Good evening.
I happen to think that this is truly ridiculous. First off...
Are you an African-American, sir?
Yes, I am an African-American, and I'd like to say one thing, too. First
yes,
off,
sir.
About this 40 business.
The 40 ounces.
This 40 ounces. We in the community already know that these 40 ounces that you're talking about has been a detriment to the community, number one.
Of Coca-Cola?
Yeah, no, beer, period. Now, let's get on to Coca-Cola.
No, I agree with you, but we want a product, a product container in size that is relatable in terms of community use
relatable. If you want to say relatability, that's relatable in a very negative way. That's number one.
Right, because
number
we're talking
two,
about alcoholism, sir.
Exactly.
And
all right. Well, what about the high yellow can and that kind of thing?
I happen to personally think that that is very insulting. I don't know where you did your research, but as an African American, I would feel that if Coke wanted to target me specifically, then let me just give me the product, sell me the product like you're selling to everyone else all over the world. If you want something particular, throw African Americans into a commercial with them drinking Coke or whatever.
Well, what about the black fist on the can?
But I think the cans that you're using, the different hues that represent supposedly the different colors of the black
community. Yeah, mahogany. You mentioned.
I find that very nauseous.
You mentioned
and very odious.
Nauseous? What did
yes,
I,
and very minute, what, odious to even think of something
like that. Wait a second.
Like
what, come on. If I could, can I call your brother?
No, you
would you
can't.
Not? Yeah, would you not do that?
Well, you're white, Mr. Hepper, you're white, so why would...
Well, I think I can understand this gentleman's... He's uncomfortable, and I'm uncomfortable with him, all right? So just don't call him brother.
And no, you cannot call me brother.
Well, you know, we're trying to enter into a world where people are all the same.
Yeah, just don't call him brother.
Yes, yes.
So I don't get to call... Oh, I see. So I don't get to call you brother. That's what you're saying.
Don't make an issue out of it.
Yeah, right. Let's move on to the issue.
Well, try to tell me that you wouldn't try to match your skin color. What we're trying to do is if you bought it, you'd hold the can up to your skin and go, look at that, mahogany, or I'm high yellow, or something like that. So
do you realize that that is not going to make me drink a product because it closely matches my skin color? I think to even try to attempt me to buy a product because it matches my skin color insults my intelligence and speaks to the fact that I don't have any more intelligence than I do
to purchase
a product than to identify with my skin color and say, okay, I'm going to buy it because my skin color is the same as this can.
I thought it would be fun for the consumer to go, as he's drinking the Soul Coke, to say, there's this, oh, look at that, it does match me. It's something to do while you're drinking the can of Soul Coke.
I can't
call you brother.
Well, I'd like to submit to you that...
Please don't call him brother.
I would like to submit to you that let's move off the brother.
All right, I gotta take a move on to another call, sir. But I do appreciate your call. Here's El Paso on the Phil Henry Show. Don't call him brother, if you wouldn't mind, Mr. Green.
I'm sorry, I'm not trying to offend anybody.
El Paso, go ahead.
Yeah, hey, this has got to be ridiculous. You know, my name is Jerome, and I am an African-American, but I was black because I was born in the South, okay? And then we decided to be African-American. Now, the thing is, I got to say is, this guy is taking symbols, you know, like black power, you know, from the 6-day Olympics, and he's exploiting them for a white company, okay? Now, I find that very distasteful. I mean, what is he going to have, like little commercials with people eating greasy fried chicken and watermelon and everything? Is that in his whole corporate plan?
No, I didn't mention anything about that.
Well, I could just, and you say that
Let's go on to St. Louis on the Phil Henry Show. Hello?
Yes, I was just wanting to comment to the gentleman that was marketing the Coca-Cola cans.
Yes, ma'am.
I think it's totally ludicrous to think that we as a black people are going to relate to a can with colors like high yellow and mahogany.
Well,
and
my research tells me that the African-American community describes its own skin color in terms of mahogany, walnut, peach, pecan. Am I right, or did I get the wrong information here, Phil?
Don't ask me. I've heard some of those terms, but peach,
okay,
yellow?
You've heard them. Well, no. Pecan, high yellow, high definition.
And the example of Afro-Sheen, that doesn't even compare to what you're talking about with the Coca-Cola. And why does
Coca-Cola... Have you heard the term high HDB?
No, I haven't.
What is HDB?
High definition black. You have never heard that?
Never heard it, and I'm a black woman.
All right, I guess
you... High definition...
I think you need to check your research again, and you're hearing from black people, and they're telling you...
We are trying to do something positive for the black community.
I feel like you're totally misguided. Maybe you need to go into the black community a little bit more.
What specifically do we need to do?
Well, frankly, I was totally dumbfounded sitting here driving home from work, listening to you talk about a Coca-Cola can with colors like mahogany and high yellow. Why does it have to be...
What about the Soul
Coke? Why does Coca-Cola have to be marketed in any way specifically to the black community?
Because of Coca-Cola's racial discrimination.
I understand that. I understand.
All right, and we're trying to get Coca-Cola back into the black community, so we want to get good feelings for Coca-Cola for the black community.
Right, but why can't it be marketed as its own product in black businesses, in black areas or whatever, as its own product? Do black-sponsored events.
Well,
okay, because we drink
the
same product.
All right, hold the line. Hold on, ma'am. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show here with Robert Green, who is with the Target Marketing Incorporated. Now, you're pitching an idea to Coca-Cola because they've just settled a $192 million racial discrimination lawsuit. You're pitching the idea of Soul Coke.
That's correct. And I'm really amazed at the resistance I'm getting.
Well, some of the resistance you're getting has to do with the fact that you've got cans that are high yellow and mahogany and midnight gun steel blue-black. You also have talked about Black Pride. Bringing back Black Pride.
We're just thinking about millions of African Americans walking down the street with their Soul Coke, and
and talking about dance steps.
Well, I don't know whatever they want to talk.
How about politics?
All right, they could talk about politics. So James Brown had a saying, and it was, "Say it loud, I'm black and I'm proud." That's what I'm talking about. Soul Coke, Black Pride.
And what do white people drink?
I'm sorry?
What Coca-Cola do white people drink?
Coke Classic. I don't know what you're trying to tell me.
Okay, so we don't get white Coke or...
We're just trying to smooth this thing out, all right? It's just an idea that I got. Coca-Cola's got a public relations problem. I just thought I'd pitch them an idea that would help them, that's all.
All right, here is Los Angeles on the Phil Henry Show. Hello. Or excuse me, Philadelphia on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello, this is
yes,
Raymond.
Sir.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I just want to make a comment that this is an attempt to, you know, divide the black race. This is
are you white, sir?
I'm very black. I'm from Africa.
Are you gunmetal? What? Can I ask you a question?
Ask me any question, but this is a childish move.
All right, now I just ask, are you midnight gun steel metal blue black, or are you mahogany?
I don't go about that.
What do you don't
I'm
ask
black
the guy?
And that's period.
He said he was
African. That's
said,
all.
You said you were very black, and I just wondered if you were midnight gun steel blue black or.
That is a childish label. How can you do that? Like
no, sir. I'm simply asking.
Don't ask the guy what color he's black. Okay.
I'm so, African. Period.
Well, I understand that, and I appreciate.
And
it.
If you yes.
Right, but you're not walnut.
And forget about that. I'm African. If you want to say somebody is lighter, so he or she should drink a different kind of Coke, that is intra-racial discrimination. You are entering the black race to divide them.
We're not keeping this product from white people. They can drink Soul Coke, too.
Why not just make it Soul Coke, period? What is the difference in color so that somebody would have to say, I'm lighter, so
right.
I should drink this?
What if you
I'm
made
black,
a... What if you,
drink
yeah,
this. That
so
is childish.
Would you have a
that
problem, sir?
That is an attempt to divide the black people.
All right, so you don't want to tell me whether you're walnut or not.
Forget that. I want
I'm
to ask
I'm African.
The...
I'm from Ghana.
Where?
Hello?
Where?
Ghana. Hello?
Is that where Jim Jones is from?
No, that is Guyana. Go back to school and do some geography.
Well, I'm sorry, I didn't know. But my question for you...
Well, wait a minute. I want to ask the gentleman. You got no problem with the idea of Soul Coke. Is that right, sir?
No problem with Soul Coke.
But you don't like the idea of the stratification.
In the black race. It's very insulting.
All right, but what if we got rid of the color thing and we just came out with Soul Coke with a really happy black guy drinking it on the can? A picture of, like, a black guy with an afro or something. And
what is this, 1978? What are you talking about?
Well, I'm just... All right.
Jesus. I mean, just abandon this Soul Coke idea, okay? Just
you don't like Soul... You think Soul Coke would go over in Guyana or wherever the deal is?
No, it would go down.
It'd go down.
It's an insult. It's an insult between the blacks. It's an insult. You enter the black race to divide them because somebody is lighter and somebody
I don't want to
darker.
Divide. I want to
that
unite.
Is an insult.
No, sir. I want to unite the black race in its love of Soul Coke.
Then say black. That's all. Just say
hey,
black. That's all. What is the difference between a lighter skin, yellow, or blah, blah? All that thing is very childish and very insulting.
Very true.
Well, let me ask the gentleman. You're from Ghana, Africa, correct?
Yes, West Africa.
Did you ever win a marathon?
All right.
No, I just...
Oh, God.
No,
I'm
sir,
not
I just...
Athletic,
okay.
Please.
All right, sir, thank you very much for your call this evening. I think you got a lot to learn, Mr. Green, about attitude, cultural attitude. You heard the guy say he doesn't mind...
Oh, I see. So I'm going to take some lessons from the talk show host tonight about how to do it, because all I've been in... I've been in the marketing business for 15 years, but you know more about it.
I'm saying you've rolled out a product here tonight that people don't like. All right, now we have a call from Los Angeles. Hello, you're on the Phil Henry Show.
Yeah, hello. Good evening, Mr. Henry.
Yes, sir.
My name is Mike, and I'm a senior VP with Coca-Cola. And I am talking for the company to let people know that
you're not talking for the company.
I am talking for the company.
I don't know who you are, who you say you are.
Well, that's fine, sir. You can go ahead and hold that over my head. That's fine.
Well, that's fine. I can't say I have to let people.
Will be represented.
Hold on for a second.
Sure.
Hold on for a second. I don't know you are who you say you are. If you want to say you're a VP with Coca-Cola, I'm telling my audience I have no idea that that's the case.
Fine,
okay?
Sir. That's
all right.
Fine. That's
if you want to speak as a defender of Coca-Cola, you're more than happy to. I'm more than happy to let you do that.
No problem.
And
but
sir,
I'm just
a guy can call up and say that he is.
This is not
somebody
could
call
employer.
Up and say he's your father, okay? And he may not be your father. Am I supposed to let him on the air and say that he is your father? Of course
that's
not.
That's fine, sir. I understand.
All right.
Okay. Well, I'm just letting you know that my employer would not accept this type of
And you work for Pepsi?
Republic.
You work for Pepsi?
I work for Pepsi?
Yeah.
No, I do not work for Pepsi. I do not work for Pepsi.
Well,
let me give you the news.
Let me give you the bad news. You guys got hit, or somebody that is Coca-Cola got hit with a $192 million lawsuit. You're familiar with that, right?
As a lot of other places get hit, and we will not betray ourselves.
What I'm trying to do, all I'm trying to do, sir, is help your company. Now, if you'll give me 5 minutes. If you'll give me 5 minutes of your time.
These suggestions are very negative, like you are, and this will not help any race or any product.
Well, wait a minute.
Let me give you 5 minutes.
We sell our products very well.
Just give me 5 minutes of your time. Give me 5 minutes of your time. What I'm talking about...
5 minutes of your time? No, sir, you will not get 5 minutes. You can
submit
whatever you want in writing in a proposal form, but you will not get to meet with any of us.
That's what we plan on doing. But you're some little guy in L.A. You're not a big shot with a company. You don't know what those guys in Atlanta want to do.
Well, where do I work, sir, if you know so much?
Well, if you're if you say you're with Coca-Cola, you must be some small potato guy. I'm in Atlanta right now.
Really? Well,
I'm in
Minneapolis,
Atlanta right now.
And that's one of our big marketing firms.
And
you're sadly
right now, I am going to talk to some big guys, not some pipsqueak who's in
LA
right now.
Well, unfortunately, you're going to probably have to go through me to get filtered out.
Well, here's the deal. What do you do? Are you marketing?
Yes, I am. VP.
All right. Listen to this. Millions of African Americans on the mall in Washington, D.C. It's the Million Man March. And they all raise up a can of Soul Coke. Okay? Because Coca-Cola
says, there's a lot of people that suggest things for us to do company-wise. And this is just another one that we're going to have to turn down. And
well,
we will turn it down on paper when you submit it.
There's
going to
be a big shot in your company.
Any of us.
There's going to be a big shot in your company who's going to come to you someday and say, hey, Mike, did you blow off the Soul Coke idea? And you'll say, yes, sir. And he'll say, that's great. Your parking space has somebody else's car in it. See you
later. Let's put it this way. If I took your idea, I would be looking for a new job.
Let me ask you something. What's wrong? You guys know that you do. God, I hate you.
I know you do, sir. But, you know,
guys.
Let's be honest here. This
like
is not how any culture wants to be portrayed. Singled out.
Well, listen,
we don't want something on the camera.
You're the guys that stuck your foot in a $192 million lawsuit. I didn't do that. I'm trying to help you.
Exactly, but this will not help us. We know how to run our company, and if we make mistakes, we pay for it like every other company. But the whole problem here is that we don't.
Are you black?
We do not want to single out a single group.
Wait a second. I got a question. Are you black?
That they need to have.
Are you black, sir?
You what?
Are you black?
No, sir, I'm not.
Well, then how do you know?
Neither is my wife, and neither is my children.
Then how do you know?
Then how do I know?
Yeah, how
because
do you know?
Because I'll let you know. Our market.
Well, we've had a lot of black callers call this show, and they've been saying the same thing.
What? I heard the host was talking. What?
Our market research is far superior to what you could buy. We put hundreds of millions of dollars into market research. I bet you don't have anything more than a library card.
You know something? The day you're on the street knocking on Pepsi's door, don't say I didn't warn you.
Well, that's fine, but until that day, you stay on the radio, and I will go ahead and stay in my job, and you know, and I'll make the decisions. Until then, you can just go ahead and keep your ideas to yourself. If you want to submit them on paper, feel free. We will happily decline them in a very plausible sense.
But you know for a fact that they market products toward the African-American community. In fact, you guys took Tab and turned it into Diet Coke and marketed toward men, didn't you?
Oh, absolutely incorrect, sir.
Didn't you?
No, not at all.
Didn't you do that?
That's
exactly what they did, Phil.
Now, hold on for a minute. The guy is saying...
No. They took Tab, they called it Diet Coke, and they split the market.
Really?
That's what you guys did.
Well,
let me ask you this.
If you know so much, what's the main ingredient to Tab if we just switch the labels?
If you ask me, it's piss. But I would,
well, okay, that okay, that no, is that's no, that's completely no, no, no. I will not.
You could even have you could have a limited edition 40-ounce bottle wrapped in a brown paper.
Okay, that's.
The night train.
What is this?
I wanted to, this was for our campaign. Soul Train. It's the Soul Coke. Get the Soul Coke thing.
You just heard a guy who alleged to have been a member of the Coca-Cola...
Oh, he's some pipsqueak.
No, he alleged to have been a member of Coca-Cola's executive trust and executive brain trust, and this guy says the idea sucks on all four cylinders, man.
Well, this ain't a four-banger, man. It's an eight-banger idea, maybe even a 12-banger.
And the point is, it sucked, and he didn't like it. And what do you mean, all aboard for the night train?
Soul Coke.
No, no, man, I don't like it. Here is San Bernardino on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, I want to say something about this ridiculous idea. I'm going to tell all of my friends, family, neighbors,
yes,
as long as this ridiculous idea is on the air, never drink another Coke, not any kind of Coke,
unless
until this is
Coke.
Taken off the air.
Unless
it will be
Soul
Pepsi
Coke.
Forever for me.
Soul Coke.
Not Soul Coke.
You won't have it?
I won't drink any kind of Coke as long as this is on the air.
I tell you what I'd like to do. I'd like to, if Coca-Cola buys this idea, I will send you two free cases of Coke.
I don't want any of it. Don't sell me. You can't sell me on any of it. I wouldn't have it as long as your ad is on the air.
What if James Brown was the spokesman?
I don't care.
Well, don't start throwing his name around, okay?
I do not care.
Well, I'd like to approach his people. I think I can get to his people.
Well, I just want you to know how ridiculous that is.
How about Bill Cosby?
I will never drink another Coke.
Can I ask you
Goodbye.
A question? May I ask you one question? Are you walnut? Oh, shoot.
Yeah, good idea, pal.
Soul Coke in the handy 8-ounce can.
Oh, man.
Hey, look, pal, like I said to the other guy, I'm not the guy that got sued for $192 million, okay?
I understand that.
I'm trying to help them out. They don't want my help. Great.
Sounds to me like they didn't. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show. For Soul Coke.
This is a man's world.
1-800-449-8686. Sorry, James, it wasn't my idea. I apologize. And it's a stupid idea. And actually, it's a pretty good idea. Just market it to white people because they're the ones who desperately need that Soul Coke, not the blacks, the whites. That's what you ought to do. Like anything else that has arisen from the black subculture, mostly white folks, once they get hooked on it, they're the ones that are really going to start shoveling the money into the coffers of those big corporations, whether it's rap music or Soul Coke. So lay it on those white kids. Kids like Eminem will drink it. But when's his 15 minutes of fame going to be up? You love him, though, don't you? You think he's a hysterical man. And Melissa thinks he's a riot, too. All right. Check this out. Because it's another one of those funny little stories, but it has its roots in truth. And the election in New Mexico law apparently allows for tied elections to be decided by games of chance. New Mexico law, according to Larry Dominguez, an elections official with the State Bureau of Election, groans at the idea of deciding whether Al Gore or George Bush win the New Mexico vote through a game of chance. It's been state law since 1969. A deadlocked election is to be decided by lot. And by lot, what they mean by that is like by a draw of some kind, or by any other means acceptable to the candidates with the approval of a state district judge. The law refers to tie votes between any candidates in the election for the same office, although governor and lieutenant governor fall under a separate constitutional provision. Numerous New Mexico elections have been decided by games of chance, but they've largely been municipal elections or local elections in sparsely populated counties. Dominguez and other longtime Bureau of Election officials could not recall a statewide race that went to a gaming table. He says, I'm glad I've lived through one of those, Dominguez said. The New Mexico Constitution does not allow runoffs. So tossing coins or drawing cards makes sense because it saves everyone a lot of money. People go home happy. The winner can get sworn in, and everyone can go on with their lives, according to one election breaker, according to one election official. But a game of chance where, you know, you're playing a game of five-card stud that, what are we talking about here? $20 buy-in? That could be nuts. It's cool. I don't need a president right now. I say let the Congress go ahead and do their thing because, like I said earlier, what can happen if this thing goes to the Congress, the House of Representatives picks the president and the Senate picks the vice president. Believe it or not, you can have a Republican president and a Democratic vice president or vice versa. That can happen. That can happen if they don't get this thing figured out. Now, the Supreme Court of Florida said to go on with the recount was fine. Now, the Gore campaign, well, that's a victory. The Bush campaign, they don't dig that. This thing isn't even close to being over. And you want to know why? Because we're allowed to sue in America. Because we can sue. We can sue anybody, anything, at any time. And because we have judges who will say, fine, I've been the victim of two lawsuits, two bullcrap lawsuits. Why? Because I'm on the radio, and I've got a big mouth. So, since this isn't Russia, and you can't put somebody in a gulag anymore, and it isn't Nazi Germany, and you can't put anybody in a concentration camp, and you can't have them thrown in jail for saying what they want to say, I know, sue him. There you go. That's what you can do. You can still do that. So when you think we got free speech and freedom of movement and freedom of this and freedom of that and freedom of a whole bunch of crap, anybody can sue you for anything, man. You say something, they'll sue you. You call somebody a dirty bird, they'll sue you because they can sue you. Now, you may say, well, yes, but the president states the laws. You got to hire a lawyer anyway, Jim. You got to go through the whole bullcrap. It doesn't make any difference whether you got the law on your freaking side or not, man. You got enough lawyers out there. These dudes will drag this thing out till hell freezes over, man, till the nuns go ice skating with the devil, like we used to say in grade school. And it doesn't make any difference. And you got to hire these attorneys, and you got to sit there, and you got to deal with this crap because anybody can sue anybody at any time in America. We are such a country of lightweights; it's depressing. Hand me some Soul Coke. And that's what's happening now. So as long as you can sue, you can sue. You don't honestly think this thing's going to be over with because the Florida Supreme Court says it's over with. You don't think it's over with because some judge in a district court in Miami said it's over with. They'll take this thing to the United States Supreme Court because Al Gore and George Bush, but particularly Al Gore, they're that small. That's how small these men are. They're little tiny men who look good on TV. But they're little tiny men. They're just little tiny men with a little small idea that this is going to be theirs or the whole country's going to get tied up in this nonsense for God knows how long. And that whole thing with the Chad, whether it's pregnant, whether it ain't pregnant, I got a Chad pregnant. Can you imagine running around saying that? Is your Chad pregnant? Yeah, I guess it will. I made a Chad pregnant. All right, anyway, our number is 1-800-449-8686. Don't forget the number to pick up the Best of the Phil Hendry Show Year 2000 CD is 877-616-7445. Phil Hendry Show.